Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here on Audio Boo. Cat, who is it? Sassy Cat, Audio Boo, posted audio with a question at the end of her piece on her favourite movie and asking what was our favourite movie, what would be our favourite movie. I thought about this for the past couple of days. I know that Jeff Thompson's replied, and possibly Pete Lane, and possibly others that I haven't got around to listening to yet, but that would be interesting. But I find it hard to nail it down to one cat, sorry. I have to say that my biggest genre of movies is definitely sci-fi. Absolutely love sci-fi stuff, as long as it's good stuff, you know. I guess that if I was putting up the top three, if I'm allowed a top three cut, is that okay? I remember when Alien came out. Now, obviously, there were space futuristic movies long before Alien came out. But I remember that film, and I just thought, oh man, edge of the seat stuff. Oh my God, a number of times I jumped. And I'm not spooked easily, but that particular movie was way ahead of its time. That was Ridley Scott, wasn't it? If I remember correctly. And of course he went on to make Aliens, and is it Alien Resurrection or something? But anyway, forgetting those, it's a bit like Jaws, you know, there is no Jaws. Who mentioned Jaws? Was that? Oh, I can't remember. Someone mentioned Jaws. Pete or Jeff, I think. Jaws, the original movie, was brilliant, and then they wasted it by bringing out 2 and 3. Just rubbish. But Alien was just superb. Absolutely superb. And to this day, and I haven't watched that movie for years, but I'd love to watch it again, because I won't remember what happened at any particular point. I'll remember what the storyline is, of course, but I would be able to remember what happened in the next 10 seconds or the next 2 or 3 minutes or whatever. And so I'd love to watch it again. So that's, I'm going to have a joint number one. I've decided, Kat, I'm going to have a joint number one. So it's Alien, the original movie. Sigourney Weaver. Oh, she was brilliant in that. Look, I found a really shelter spot in a blow of the trees here. This is nice beside the barn. Look at that damn wind. Now, after Alien, has to be Terminator, the original Terminator, although the other ones were just almost as good as the original. When we first saw Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, landing on Earth with his bare butt, I shielded my wife's eyes when we first saw that, you know, but she kept pushing my hand away. When we first saw Arnie's big, heavily muscled and sweaty bare butt crouched on the ground, not knowing what was going to come next. I think brilliant movie, brilliant storyline, absolutely fantastic, and sad to say, absolutely realistic in the fact that you could perceive that to happen, to come to be in the future. And maybe not so far away for an apocalyptic, couldn't say the word, apocalyptic future, the way we're heading in this year. But anyway, forgetting that, Arnie, I love, I really do, I think he's brilliant. But I think he's at his best, absolute best, when he's doing the old space monster alien kind of thing. Although he was also brilliant in Predator. That was another movie that I absolutely loved. Again, you've got the feel of me now, science fiction, futuristic, apocalyptic worlds. Now that I can say that word, I might keep running it off my tongue now and again. But yes, the Predator was bloody good as well. Actually, Predator 2 wasn't too bad either, but Predator 1, that the camouflaged alien swooping through the trees, bodies being snatched, disappearing in a split second. That was kind of spooky itself when it came out. But Terminator, absolutely brilliant. it's my kind of movie. I love them. So that's my second joint number one. And my third, which is probably my favourite of all time, is Blade Runner. Harrison Ford, Rutger Hauer, Sean Young, who else? Was that another Ridley Scott? I'm sure it was. Were all three of those Ridley Scott? I'll have to find it when I go home, but tell me anyway, in case I forget. No, I will forget when I get home to find it. So, Blade Runner. I just loved the whole ambience of it. It was dark and moody and broody, and Harrison Ford as the kind of laid back, don't give a damn investigator, if you like, trying to find these humanoids that had gone AWOL and a bit berserk. I have to say, Rutger Hauer was amazing. He really was. The old head through the wall. And what made it so good was not just Harrison Ford, Sean Young playing the humanoid. Is that what they called him? I can't remember. That didn't realise she was at all. She didn't realise it was. And when it suddenly hit her in that interview, that long, intense interview, when it suddenly hit her that she wasn't a real human being, I mean, I almost cried myself. And I thought she played that part absolutely wonderfully. I'm trying to remember now who was the athletic blonde one again. Oh God, this is terrible trying to remember names. But anyway, played a good part. But yes, the whole storyline, and then the end, you actually felt sorry, absolutely sorry for these humanoids, that for all they had done and for all they had helped man, that they were to be aborted, deleted, wiped out, erased, scoured from the face of humanity. Yes, I thought it was just brilliant. And I actually have, as a present, my wife bought me a wee while ago, was a Blade Runner special edition director's cut, etc. All the bits and pieces. I can't remember if it was about 3 CDs in it, or DVDs, I should say. CDs, DVDs. The director's cut is brilliant. Actually, I hadn't watched the whole director's cut. I only watched about a third of the movie. And I'm sure the filmography in it was enhanced, because it, the colours and everything looked much cleaner, if I can say that. Not so muddied. But anyway, that's just got me into the mood now to go and watch all three movies once again. So that's my top three, Cat, my joint number one, if you like. Simply because it's... I suppose if you forced my hand and said I have to pick one of them, it would be Blade Runner. Absolutely, it would be Blade Runner. Simply because of the human story behind it. You know, all right, Arnie's a machine, and the aliens were all bloody aliens. But the bond and the realisation and the empathy with the humanoids in Blade Runner, for me, would probably make it number one. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we've got a number one. 1A, 1A and 1B. That's it. So there you go. Favourite movies. You know, when you think about movies, all the ones that you've watched, and there are classics out there that never, ever, ever will die. They'll never cease to be classics. I mean, even if you watch... I think it was Jeff. Again, I might be wrong. It might be Pete. Forgive me, guys. I'm sure it'll be somebody else. When they talked about the Jaws, the original movie, when the girl is out swimming and the water's calm because it's at night, and she's She just out there, and she stops swimming, and she just kind of treads water. Shoulders, head and shoulders, just popping out the water. And then this, that's you know, here's my back of my neck. And then the realisation, she just lost a limb below the water. It's like, and she just goes like that. And that's all you see. You don't see anything else. It's just her going. And then the next thing, she's grabbed from below and dragged at high speed towards a boy. Not a boy, a sea boy. A bell boy. A bell boy in a hotel. And she basically slapped into this and then dragged the opposite direction. Just when she thinks she's safe and got a hold of the boy and she can climb out. And she's dragged away at high speed again. And the mere fact that you don't see anything at all. You know, nothing's visible. No blood, no guts, no shark, nothing. It's all in your head. And that's what you call a good movie. Yeah. But it doesn't top any of my alien ones. Or okay, great subject again, Cap. Okay, I better shut up now. Oh, I won't sleep at night. Oh, God. Oh, those damn aliens. Do you buy a new?